Log Talk Radio.
Thought of Ali, it's yours.
ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Listen, this is Sandra DeSantis' blog radio talk show, ladies and gentlemen. I am waiting for my celeb to come on. Yes, I am Miss Parker tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Star to B. Can't wait to talk to her. Can't wait to interview her. This is going to be an amazing interview. Listen, who's it? Hey, Charlene. One of my friends from New York is on here tonight. Hey, Charlene. How are you? I told you every time you come on here, I'm going to shout you out, right? How y'all doing? Listen, I just want to thank you guys, the ones that are on now. I know a lot of more people are going to come on waiting to hear Ms. Parker's story. She has an amazing story. So listen, I was playing, oh my God, the late, great, beautiful Aaliyah. I love Aaliyah so much. Oh, wait a minute. Here she goes. Hold on. I thought I had to put Aaliyah back on. But my celebrity is on here. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to the beautiful Ms. Parker here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ms. Parker, is that you, darling?
Yes, it's me.
How are you?
I'm good. Let me put you in my earpiece. I tried to call you before, but I guess she said the number was wrong.
Well, you know, no, actually what happens is the show is, it gets set like 24 hours before, so it comes on, you know, when the timing, whatever
I'm
time
here.
It is. That's
okay,
exact.
Can you hear me better?
I can hear you, darling. You know, if you had called in earlier, the reason why I didn't come on because it's set for the time that you're set for your interview, so it won't come on like a minute before. Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ms. Parker. I want to thank you so very much for coming on the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. I am excited. I really am. I hadn't seen you in years, and I'm just so happy. You know, I want to talk to you, see what was going on, see what you're up to now, and then crackle about some of the stuff I've seen on your page.
Yes, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're definitely going to talk about it. But, you know, Ms. Parker, one of the things that I want to start off with, and I had to tone myself down, you know, because I was just acting wild with your people last week. Oh, my goodness. I said, Ms. Parker, Tom, you know, when I see Ms. Parker, I said, okay, you got to bring it down, sister, you know. So I was real happy. To hear that. But listen, what I want to start off with, because you got a great story, and your story, as I, you know, I went on your page, is continuing to go on, and I've seen different things of that nature. But one of the things I want to start off with is, because I have a friend here, because a friend here from New York, and one of the things I want to start off with is where you originally came from, the people that don't know that's on here.
Well, I am originally a Geechee girl. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. So, yeah, I'm from the east side, downtown Charleston.
You know, and I didn't know you went to Burt High School. Is that where you graduated from?
I actually graduated in Louisiana, but, yeah, I went to Burt High School for my 9th and 10th grade.
Oh, okay, because I seen that on there, and I said, well, I didn't even know that you went to Burt High School.
Yes.
is, like you just said, yeah, that is downtown. So then did you leave and then went to Louisiana and then came back to Charleston? That's what happened?
Okay, so what happened was I got married at a very young age, very, 15.
Okay.
And he was my high school sweetheart, and he went into the military right after school. So we got married, and that was his first duty station in Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. And then you came
back
to Charleston. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So now that kind of leads us to Star to B. I never knew how you met, got involved. So this is my first time hearing this with Ms. Parker. Seriously, I never knew any of that. Before we go there, I just wanted to give you my condolences about the queen, the beautiful, rest in peace, Ms. Cassandra Drayton. I love her so much, and I just wanted to let you know.
Rest in peace, Mom.
Yeah, absolutely. So I say that to each and every last one of you. I had all your peoples on here, Ms. Parker, and I wanted to get with you to say the same thing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the same thing to you as I said to everyone else. So with that being said, how did you meet her? You're quite welcome, darling. How did you meet her? What happened there? I never heard the story of how you guys met. You know, can you tell us all about that, please?
Yes. So I used to model for someone else. Well, not really. I didn't have a contract with that person, but I used to model for someone else. And we were at the rehearsals for the CMBEA. For those of you who doesn't know what that means, that's the multicultural bridal show. And they used to have it every year until COVID hit. But I met Sean, actually, Swag. I met her first. I didn't see Ms. Drayton until the day of the show. After the show was over, she pulled me to the side, and she was like, I love how you carry yourself. I love your style. We have a show coming up in Florence, and I want you to join us and see how you feel as far as being with us. And she introduced herself, told me what her name was, and then I met Shade. So from that day forward, that lady never treated me any different from anybody else who has been with her for years. Since day one. Yeah, day one, I was welcome. She treated me like her daughter. So the rest is history.
Wow. Wow, well, you said something that I liked it. And what she did was gave me an option. She said, well, come in. And that was something I've heard her say to people a couple of times myself. And she said, come see if you like it. And she gave you an opportunity to make a decision whether you wanted to do it or not. It wasn't all about, you come on in here, let us know. She gave you, an option. And I think that is so amazing, for her to have done that. And you've not left since. Shout out to Shay. She's on here. There's another person. I don't know who this person's name is, but I will say this. That 757 number, I don't mean to put your number out there. Whoever you are so dope. Thank you for joining us the way that you do. I think I know who you are, but what I will say is thank you because you came on every single damn show after your girlfriend. You go. I love this. I love that person. I don't know who. I want to meet you, too. But there's somebody supporting you, Miss Parker. Now, as we go, your manager now, which is Shay, she gave one of your, one of the people that you work with their name, which was Puerto Rican Princess. Now, did she give you Miss Parker? Was that already your name? I never knew, tell us about that. Is that your original name? Did someone give you that name? How did you? Come on, Miss Parker, talk to us, baby.
So that name is Blood. That's Daddy's last name.
Holy capers.
So, yeah, I was born as a Parker.
Kid?
Now, that's not the name that I wanted now. I wanted something else. I picked Mystique, but she said that was her name. Ms. Drayton said that. She told me that was her name. But I couldn't use it. So she was like, just what about your last name, Ms. Parker? And I was like, oh, dope. Okay, cool. So, yeah, Ms. Parker. Parker is my actual last name.
Wow. I kind of thought, and listen, Ms. Parker, really, for all these years, now, when you see the Friday movie, I didn't ever think of you as the bent over girl. She bent over. I more thought of you as the beauty.
Oh, I get it all the time.
Yeah, her beauty. That's what I thought. I was like, okay, I understand why, and it wasn't the bend over that she did. It's just how pretty she was. And I was like, okay, that's
Thank
where that
you.
Was at. But, yeah, but listen, y'all, that was really her name. Your people are coming on here. They're not playing. I see them. How y'all doing? What's going on, y'all?
How y'all doing?
Donna B is in the house. They
yes,
are in the house. They coming
strong.
On one at a time. They not playing. My friend from New York, Charlene, is on here. I got to shout Charlene out. Look at this. All right, they not playing, but they ain't playing.
That's family there. That's squad. That's squad, yeah.
Listen, and I know that because I want to tell you some stuff I seen in your page. I loved it. I went to your page, and I said, I just want to look because I hadn't seen your page in quite some. I had actually changed my page, and I just didn't get all my old friends or anything like that, so I think you were one of my friends. Yeah, you was, because I used to hit your stuff all the time.
Yeah,
but nevertheless, I'm going to,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I changed, I did a whole new page. That's what happened. And that's probably why you didn't find it, because I think at that point you had already went, to where you're residing at right now. But what I want to talk about is this. Okay, so when you got there, one of the things that I looked at you as being high fashion, what was it about? Was it Ms. Drayton rest in peace. Was it Shay? Who was it? I'm assuming it was Ms. Drayton, because Ms. Drayton did not play. When it came to your clothes and how you was going to look and all that good stuff, who did that? Who styled you? Did you style yourself? Did you come in that way? How did that happen? Because, I mean, like, you oh, my God, you be dressing your ass off, girl. Okay?
Thank you.
You was dressing.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Like, you was dressing your butt off. So who?
Thank
and,
you.
And no, yeah, take these compliments, because whoever that person was you was talking about that was jealous of you, I almost understand. I heard that one on you. I see. Miss Parker, I heard it, Gail. So,
yeah,
but,
the funny part is it's a guy that's jealous of me, so that's the crazy part. It's a dude. It's not even a female. It's a guy. So.
I know it's a dude. Yeah. I know it's a dude, because I heard what you said. I listened to it about 3 times. I heard what you said, because I wanted to talk about the praying and pray. Did you spell it?
Yeah.
I didn't know she did. But I get it, you know. But who trusted you? Like, who was your stylist? Was you the stylist? You and Ms. Drayton? You, Ms. Drayton and Shay? Rest in peace again. What happened there?
Now, I came in with my own style. I had my own style. I don't like dressing like the normal Charleston girl.
Okay.
If you think about it, if you go inside the club or something like that, you see a lot of the females, they're dressed the same exact way. And I don't like that. I have my own style. Now, when it came down to, like, some fashion shows, if Stars in Motion is in the building, which is Ms. Drayton, rest in peace, Mama, it's her that's styling me for the runway. It's her clothing line. So anytime we had a Stars in Motion show, it's her clothing line. Photo shoots for the most part, and when I go out, that's me. That's me dressing myself, styling myself. But she'll let me know. From the beginning, she already told me how she wanted to brand me. Not so much of having my ass out, breasts out, you know, nothing sexually explicit. That was not her goal. So, I mean, that wasn't even mine either. I don't like showing my ass, but she had her vision of how she wants Ms. Parker to look. And she told me, like, looking in my pictures, she saw how I dressed. So pretty much that's how she styled me, because she know I like something different. I don't like the same thing.
Well, she, you guys did that with class and grace, you know. And one time you was in an interview. Yeah, you did. And one time you was in this interview, and I think Shay interviewed you. I'm not sure. This was years ago. You were still here at the time. You had this yellow, long yellow dress on. It was, and I don't know if it was a coat or what it was, but you guys were sitting like at a round table, and I believe that was Shay. That was one of the most elegant interviews I've ever seen. And I think at that time, if you remember what I'm talking about, and I said, wow. And it's not just with that. It's just that every time I sent a picture of you, you came out there Tyra Banks-ing it. You was not playing. You know, you walked the walk. You dressed the dress. You did it all. You did it all. You understand?
You
was by far one of my favorites. Yeah, you was fantastic. Like, you did that and still doing it, because I sent some more pictures of you on, you know, even though you was at, I think you were at a wedding or something like that, you had this black dress on, right? And
that was my wedding.
But listen, Ms. Parker, you had on slippers. I said she was rocking this with black slippers. Shut up, y'all. I said, no, who rocks a dress like that? You know what I'm talking about. I said, no, she didn't, but she looked good.
My feet was hurting,
man.
We were standing up all day. We were all day from that morning. Like, I was tired. My feet was hurting.
Listen, girl, you looking good.
Thank you.
You might as well start a trend with that right there, girl. I'm trying to tell you, because some people wear, you know, gowns and stuff with sneakers, and you came out with a thin black slipper. I said, Ms. Parker, no, she doing the damn thing right now. You know, listen, Ms. Parker, you know I had to been all over your pants, and I'm telling you everything detailed and stuff.
We always appreciate you.
I know.
We appreciate you.
I know. Oh, I know. I know for a fact. It's because you guys started the crack place, so I had to return my love back, you know? Ms. Drayton, they never forsaken me, God bless her soul, when she was here.
Yes,
you understand?
Did.
And, I've always loved it. Everything different. All of y'all have something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
All you guys have a something different. She has her models, and she has her models. Medina, Shay, you know, and Ms. Jane has since passed. But, you know, you guys have different styles and all kinds of different things that
you do.
But your style was more of what, you know, Ms. Sandra would wear back in her day, not now, you know. But because you're just so elegant. And you wear it, and you walk it, and you talk it. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people will, dress certain ways but don't know how to fix the whole outfit. You know what I'm saying? And,
Thank you, Ms. Cookie,
you did that. You did that every time.
Thank you.
You did that every time. So I want to talk about something. I want to ask you a question. And I was dying to ask you this. I promise you, I was dying to ask you this. Why did you leave us down here? I'm hoping I'm not getting too personal, but why did you leave us? Good Lord, what happened? Come back. What happened? What's wrong with you, girl?
I left because of love. That was a mistake, but it is what it is. That's my first time ever leaving to go move because of a relationship. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm single again now, so... I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think it was a mistake.
I'm trying to come back, though. Yeah, it was love. But, I mean, when certain things have been revealed to you and you let love blind you, that's not a thing that I normally do. When I see red flags, I'm normally out. But I try to do something different with this relationship. Instead of always bailing, I try to stick it out. But it didn't work out. I mean, I wish him the best. I don't have any harsh feelings towards him. I mean, it is what it is. But my whole thing is to come back home. Well, not Charleston, but close enough. That's the only reason why I left, though.
Yeah. But, you know, I want to share with God, you left for love. You know what? I want to share something with you. I heard you when you said, you know, and I heard you when you said it was a mistake. I want to share something with you. Just take it from another person. I don't think that anything is a mistake in life. This is just my opinion. And I'm saying this for this reason right here. Don't you know that our book has been written before we was born? So that was meant to happen. It wasn't a mistake at all. You was just meant to go there for whatever reason. And when you do come back, you was just meant to come back. That's just the way God wrote it. So you don't worry about it. It's all right. You were supposed to go do that. Whether it was love and it didn't work out, or whether it was a job and it didn't work out, it's all right, Ms. Parker. You know, one of the things you carry with you carried your grace, you carry your modeling, you carry Ms. Parker, you carried everything that needed to be. You know, it has you where you're at today. So don't worry about it. I think you're doing an amazing job. I went on your page and I just literally loved everything that I seen. You understand what I'm saying? So wherever you at, sir, you're lost. You know, that's what I'm gonna say about that. How about that? I don't know him, but it's your loss, bro. You know, it's his loss. You know, if he's listening or cutting with somebody, because you know people on your page, you may think they ain't listening. Hell, I don't know who all these people is. I just know some of the people, so you never know. You might have somebody listening, but it's his loss. Sorry, sir. Anyway, moving on. So when you got up there. So getting past your situation with him, how do you like it where you at? Do you like it? I've noticed, I wanted to say some things I think on here. I noticed that you're doing a lot of, not to say you didn't do it here. You know, I've never interviewed you before, so I'm not sure exactly all of what you've done, because you could have done it in Charleston. But I've noticed you've gotten into a whole lot of great Bible studies, things like that. Is that something you did in Charleston when you was here as well?
I did. I was always the Bible type. I grew up in church. So sometimes, like they say, you may stray away from the word, but you know better, and you can go back to it. So I've been in church since before I was born. We used to go to church in Orangeburg. When people used to say, you go to church every day except for Saturday. That is the truth. We used to go to church every day except for Saturday. But, I mean, like I said, when you when you are away from something, when you pull away from it, the Lord is always going to accept you back. So, I mean, that's always been in me.
Uh-huh.
It's just now, it's not only me going through things. I'm getting phone calls from other people who are going through things. And so I'm trying to not only speak to myself, but also help them as well.
Now, that you see, the purpose you're serving, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, what you're going back off gives us all the time. And so with you going back, being able to help others, I think that, you know, yeah, of course, that's without a doubt. That's facts right there. But with you going back, you know, you said you went back, you know, the Bible says and all that good stuff, you're able to help other people. Maybe someone is going through what you have been through and give them a little, you know, opinions. Because people don't like, you know, taking facts or being told, you know, their situation, even if it's like yours and you can help them with it. Some people just don't like listening to it that way. So, you know, maybe you're one of these people that can tell them a different kind of way to where, you know, they kind of understand it. So I think that's, you know, that's amazing that you went back and did that and, you know, all that good stuff as well. Let's go to Lady Bell. Tell us about that. I think that your new job, if I'm not mistaken, or one of your new jobs, I'm not sure how many jobs you got, but one of your new jobs, and tell us about that. Because with this day and time, and you in New York, you in New Jersey, listen, I really live in New York. I know how that works. Too many, you got to have 10 damn jobs to live up in other places, I tell you. But listen, so Lady Bells, tell us about that, Presents. I wanted you to tell us, I read up about what you do, but I wanted you to tell the story and help us understand what it's really all about and what you do there.
Okay, so Lady Bells, actually that was a name, well, that's still a name. A friend of mine calls me Belle. He lives in Florida. So when I moved to Jacksonville, you know I'm a beachy girl from Charleston. They love our accent. So he used to call me Southern Belle. So I just put it to Lady Bell. What I do is I sell shoes, bags, clothing. It's on hold right now because I need to rebuild the page. But that's what that aspect is. Now, I'm thinking about doing another aspect. I'm not going to speak on it right now. But
okay,
it's encouraging, basically. Ooh. So it's going to be something attached to Lady Bell. It might not be the same name, but it's still going to be attached to the brand.
Ooh. Whatever it is, it's going to be fly because I think your style, okay? This is not something I'm making up, guys. I'm trying to tell you this lady dressed her butt off, okay, and elegantly every time, okay? She is no joke. She don't play no games. And the way you dress is Yeah, you just go off. You be really going too far with the dressing, okay, Miss Parker?
I guess.
You dress so damn nice, you go too far. You know, when you was in college, yeah. And then I went on your page and see you still doing it. You not making no damn sense around here. Get back to Charleston. Stop playing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got her cracking up, y'all. You know, come on. Stop playing around here. Now, guess what?
Goal is to be back with you guys. I'm going to be back with you guys. Like I said, squad. It doesn't matter where I'm at. We're always going to be family. We're always squad. So when I'm not able to be there, I know Starterby represents me. They got my back. So I'm just waiting. I'm in the process of leaving. So just stay tuned in.
Yes. Yes, and you know what? I think nothing in Starter B, I know a lot of you guys are on here. I got to tell you something. On her page, and I know y'all be on her page as well, but I was just so proud to see someone, not so much that she left, but she went there and took y'all with her. Y'all, everybody's on her page. Every show that I did, she got all of y'all on there. Like, I was like, oh, my God, she got the show. I said, and the people in New Jersey are going to know me now. Because she got every last one of y'all rolling down to every show y'all did. I said, go ahead, girl, with your bad self. And look, everybody was up. You post every single one of them, and I was like, wow, that was giving me, you know, other people to know who I am. Don't know who I am from, you know, East to West, and you gave me another platform, you know, so thank you. I wanted to say thank you for that, too, you know, 100% for supporting your people, but you supported me as well, girl. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
You part of this squad, too. Well,
hell yeah.
You've been part of this squad for a long time.
Hell yeah. Miss Drayton don't play. Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. Rest in peace. Hell yeah. I love her. She knows, boy, I tell you. But listen, y'all, I got a secret on Miss Parker, and she's going to reveal it. She didn't even know that I know this, but it's on her page, y'all. There ain't no secret. But y'all, I don't know if anybody paid any attention. Okay, so I got you, no worries. I was strolling down, and I looked, and I seen a video. I said, no, Miss Parker, y'all, Lord have mercy. Miss Parker, was it Money Bag Man? What was his name? You got a video of him?
What video are you talking about? Which one?
The one he's talking about, I don't know if it's Megan Good, but he's talking about, I think, people that don't know his story, but they telling his business. You know, and thinking they know his story. And he got this old-timey dude that he's starting the video off of. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it is a dope video. But my thing is, I didn't know you liked that kind of music because you had Kevin Gates up there, too. I said, stop it, Miss Parker. I said, you stop it. Being all elegant and look at him. Kevin Gates. I like Kevin Gates, too.
So my family calls me Sean. So anyone who knows Sean, they know I have a thug side, you know, that was back in the day or whatever. So, I mean, it's in me. I just choose that, you know, as you get older, you start having children, certain things need to get put to the, I'm not going to kill the thugs, but it's put in the back seat in case I need it again. But, yeah, I like that kind of music. I love trap music. Love trap music. I love Boozy. I love Kevin Gates. I love Jeezy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love all of them, too. I'm not the biggest fan of Jeezy, but I love the other two that you said. And I'm real big on, you know, the drill scene in Chicago and all that other stuff, just to be amazed with it. But I would have never thought you did. You know, that was just my – I would never thought that you, yeah. Oh, girl, you go ahead, girl. You see, I am so glad I did this interview. I did not know that about you. I think is a great thing because – you know, just because people are beautiful and pretty, that don't mean that they don't like that kind of music. You know what I'm saying? And I was a little shocked. I was like, no, not Miss Puffer like this kind of music? Like, get out of here. Girl, I was shocked.
Most high fashion models are.
Yeah. Most high fashion, and you know what else too? Y'all do tomboy stuff too. Y'all are pretty and everything. Y'all do some real tomboy stuff too. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all do.
I didn't start wearing heels until I was like 23. So.
23. Really?
Yeah, that's when I started wearing heels.
Well, who taught you how to walk like that? At 23.
Me?
No, seriously.
I said really heels.
Because you said 23, and I'm thinking you can't be too much. You don't give me the. Listen, I said that because this reason, Miss Parker, ain't no way you can be like. You got to be maybe 37, 35.
Thank you, but no, I'm 44.
Okay, you know what? This interview's over, everybody. We're done. This interview's over. I'm not doing this today. Miss Parker, stop it. Don't tell me to tell you to shut up. Miss Parker, you are what? Seriously?
I just turned 44 September 1st. Yes, I'm 44.
Oh, Renee, you know that model you seen earlier today and you said she was pretty? She is 44 years old. Oh, my God. Okay, so listen, y'all. Listen, this is what happened. When Miss Parker came up, because your manager, Shane, that's your manager now, she sent several pictures of you guys. Which I love, and I get to pick whichever one I want. So she never told me. She's never said. Now, one time did she say, dude, pick this one. But she said, you pick whichever one you want. And I picked everybody's picture. So when yours came up, Renee loved it, all of you guys' pictures. And yours came up, she said it about everybody. She was like, oh, mama, she's so pretty. And she went more into like that. She was like high fashion. She hadn't seen high fashion such a long time. So we went through your pictures. And the first one, when you had the black on Miss Parker, I said, So I was struggling with that one, with the one I picked. But girl, that one came up with you with the. I said, there we go. I said, oh my God, I got to get this one. This is so fly. I loved it, the shoes. I loved it, the pants. I loved it,
Thank you.
Oh my God. And my daughter said you were so pretty. And she just, did say you were pretty. She said, tell you thank you, Renee. She said, you're welcome. She's shaking her head. You're like, you're welcome, And she's right here. I said, you remember the one? She said something great about all you guys, but when it comes to high fashion, you're definitely that girl. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're that girl. Bring that color back down here. Now, we got some beautiful models. Don't get me wrong. And
yes,
models are going
do.
Off.
Yes,
Hell yeah.
We got the prettiest models. We got the prettiest
talk
models.
Talk that shit, girl.
Outside models, they sexy. Our female models, they sexy. Hell yeah, we got it.
Well, listen, I said it on the show the other day, Miss Park, I said something. You just got finished saying your stud models are sexy. This is something I said. I'm straight. But if I have ever been in my life a lesbian, I was coming straight to Shada B.
Oh, I
know. Knock on the damn door. Hell yeah. Who? Mark Luck? Can I see blah, blah? Who, girl? Back in my day, if I loved the women, the women love women, if I was like that, that's the door I was knocking on. I was coming in. I was knocking on the door. You better stop playing with me. Who? Girl, they got the baddest. They all got some dope ass style over there.
You've been thinking about this for a while, huh?
Well, you never know. Listen, y'all got dumb. Listen, Sean, Sal, Shay. I hadn't seen Princess. Gold yet. I don't know. She was just fly stud too. Now, I don't know. But goddamn, I was looking. I said, there's some that look better than the goddamn booze shit. Damn it. I said it again. Yeah,
song.
I did.
Come
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to
say.
Come on back. Miss Parker, I can talk shit.
Our group does have some fine people. All of us fine. Reese, all of us.
Hello.
All of us.
Hello. Hello. So yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm older now. I done come on my own ways now. I don't even want a damn man no more. I just be by my goddamn self. But you guys have the most beautiful people in over there, and I love y'all so much.
Inside and out.
Yes. And I tell you something. Ms. Drayton, I said this. God bless her soul. She is so proud of you guys. She is so proud of you guys.
I really think that she is.
No, 100%. I know she is. You know the one thing you guys didn't do that I just know for a fact that you didn't break. You didn't break up like a lot of people do when they lose that. So she taught y'all so well, Miss Parker, because so many people.
Yes, she did.
She did. They'll have that one person that holds everything together, and if that person passes, everybody scatters all over. That's what happened to my family, and that just told me it wasn't even real. And you guys are not even blood, and y'all are blood. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
exactly, yes.
Yeah, she taught y'all so damn well.
Yes, she
did. She did an amazing
she
job with each
love.
And every last one of you. She did. L-O-V-E, she did. She did. And I got to tell you, you guys are together, and you're doing an amazing job. Shay is just doing the damn thing. She made sure I did everything right. Let me just say, if we're talking right now, no, she didn't. She did. She wasn't playing with me.
She is picky.
She's
very picky.
Yeah. So I had socks on, Miss Parker, and I think it was a crunch. And you know, I had a socks on, and I think there was a question that I didn't ask. She it rocks me. I don't ask this question. Let me ask. She's a damn ass when I see in the street, but she's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She's on point. She may be at work and still text me. Make sure everything, you know, is right. And I tell you what I had to do. I made sure I let her know ahead of time, Ms. Parker. I said, listen, I'm so sorry. My filming was such and such a day because I was supposed to have ladies and gentlemen. Ms. Parker was last week sometime, and I had to let her know, and she said she understood. But I am glad it's today. I'm glad it's today because you're ending it off now for start of being in regards to the all my interviews that I had with you guys. So this is perfect. God knows what he's doing, Ms. Parker. This is perfect. So I'm just kind of happy it went this way, you know, because it gave me a chance to really look over. I didn't want to rush. I could never rush one of Ms. Drayton's children. You understand? Rest in peace. And so I had to make sure because I wanted, and you was one of the ones, Ms. Parker, I never got a chance to get close enough to know you differently the way I know some of them. So I had to go on your page and examine your page, which was different from the one from before. Because, man, the one from before, I couldn't even have picked a best picture because you had too many goddamn good pictures up there, okay? I couldn't even pick a goddamn gun. You had so many fly-ass pictures up there. Ms. Parker, I couldn't say, I want this one, I want it. God damn it, all of those damn things was flyers. Don't get me to cursing Ms. Parker on here about how you dress. Oh, Jesus. Don't get me to cursing up here. But I got to tell you something. Do you still have all them clothes, Ms. Parker? What did you do with the clothes?
Well, some of them I have, as I got older, I started gaining my extra weight. My mama used to talk about when I turned 40, so... A lot of those stuff I gave away either to my daughter or Salvation Army. But I know the red dress, it's supposed to be a gown, but it's a dress. I still have that.
Okay. So you're very young to me because my son is your age. You know, I think one is older than you, but... You're still young, so you have a lot of modeling left in you. Is that something you're going to continue to do? Am I right, or what's going on with that? Can you tell us about that? Give us a little insight on, you know, what you're intending to do with your modeling?
Yes, modeling isn't going anywhere.
Okay.
Modeling isn't going anywhere. Like I said, squad up. But my main goal is acting. You know, modeling, when I got into modeling, I fell in love with modeling. A friend of mine asked me to be in the show in 2015, Victoria Middleton. We call her Ruth, but that's how I started modeling. And then I met Ms. Drayton, and, you know, she sat me down after a while, and she's like, listen, you killing it with the modeling, but I think you can go a little further. And I'm like, what is she talking about? So we went to a casting call for a movie that Terrell Myers that he wrote and that he's shooting. And I fell in love with acting. I've done acting with Jay Paul, Felicia Geechee won. I had my own movie as a starring role. That was my very first movie.
Oh.
I was the head lead. I had the starring role. So, yeah, my thing now is to get my store up and running because everyone knows that I love clothing. I love fashion, but my main thing is my acting. I'm going to continue to model now. That's not going to go anywhere. Uh-huh. But I'm going to be mostly focused on acting.
Now, with your store, is that something, like let's just say you moved, you know, near Charleston again, is that something you can do internet-wise, or do you have to open up a boutique, you know, like a boutique where you can do that internet-wise?
It's online. I have it online already. I just need to revamp it. I haven't been on it in a minute. So once I'm fully moved, wherever I'm moving at, I'm going to go ahead and revamp it. And also I'm going to have more clothing on hand instead of having to keep ordering stuff. So, yeah, it's a whole lot of things that I'm changing about the store, about the boutique.
Okay. Okay, and so now when we're talking about, you know, the acting, now I do remember you did, I do remember something in regards to Get You and J. Paul. Can you refresh our memories on that, about that movie? Can you refresh our memories in regards to that?
My very first movie, J. Paul, I forgot the name of the movie. That is so crazy, but it was a scary movie. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to be the waitress with a nasty attitude, which kind of fits me a little bit, you know. It does. It fit me a little bit. But the film that I did with Felicia, the very first one, was Smiling Faces. When I'm the lead girl, this guy is preying on me and trying to kidnap me. That's when they were doing the kidnapping the females and selling them. So that one, she has one called Treasure Box that just came out. I'm the detective in that one.
Ah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
okay.
I've been doing my thing.
Okay. I didn't know you had came back to Charleston.
Well, since my squad is on here.
Say that again. Hello?
Go ahead and hear that. Stacey wanted to talk with you and I'm here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Squad, since y'all are on here, and I know y'all on here, it's shameful for you to ask me that question, huh? Oh, I'm good. I'm at work right now. To answer what you were asking, so my whole squad is on here. My whole family is on here. So for the past week, you guys, I've been in Columbia. I am moved. I work in Charlotte. So
I am home. Hold up. I got the exclusive on this one. Hold up. You back? You back?
Yes, I've been back. I've been back for over a week now. I was gonna surprise him at the showcase on Friday, but I'm like, nah, I can't keep it in too long.
Hold on. I gotta do something. Hold on. Oh my God. Please tell me this is Shay. Hello? Is this the manager of Star to Be?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Shay, how are you feeling right now? I'm sorry. Shay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm screaming. I'm sorry. She just did a bombshell on me just now. Shay, what's going through your mind right now? Welcome, Shay, y'all. Welcome, Shay from the Star to Be. She's the manager.
Welcome.
Shay, what's going through your mind right now? What's going to be? I got to be quiet.
What's the business? Oh, shit. That's the shit right there. Mm-mm. That's something.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
So Star to Be is fully back in motion with all of their members together. So, yeah, squad up. For real, all day.
Mm-mm.
So now y'all thought Star to Be was hell of lately, but Star to Be is really gonna be hell now.
It is on fire. It's about to be on. Okay,
yes,
I got the exclusive, y'all. I got the goddamn exclusive on the Sunday Wilson Blog Radio Talk Show. I got the exclusive right here. This is a goddamn show. Listen, oh Lord, if you put this on Facebook, people are gonna fall out all over the floor. You people going to the hospital and shit. What kind of shit gonna happen? Oh Jesus, girl, you are kidding us. I had to put Shay on. You go, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
But that's not the question I wanted you to answer.
What's the question, baby?
The question was, I wanted her to speak on her Model Monday blog that she does with the advice that she gives out to the models and other fans that she has on her page.
Well, let's talk about it.
So, I ran, unfortunately, before I do any business thing, I run it across Chase. I talked to her first. And I ran across to her that I wanted a blog. I wanted my own show where, you know, people ask questions or someone send in a question and I put up a video or whatever or we discuss the topic.
Ooh,
so in order for me to get my ratings up, I'm doing what we call Model Monday with a twist. I'll be putting up, I'll pick a topic or whoever sends me a topic, I will speak on that topic. And it'll be from my own experience because one thing about me, I don't hide what or who I was. I'm not ashamed of my past at all.
That's right.
And nobody can throw it in my face to make me feel a certain way because, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
That's right.
Every Monday, I'm going to whatever topic is given to me from somebody who inboxed me, text me, whatever. Whatever topic is given, of course I run it past Shay first because she might be like, yeah, no, don't talk about that. But that's what we're doing. We're calling it Model Monday with a twist. I'll still be putting up my movies. I'll still be putting up my model pictures. But I'm also going to be putting up a video on whatever the topic is. It's not to tear anybody up. It's basically to let people know that whatever you're going through, you're not alone. You're not by yourself.
That's right. I love that.
Yep.
All right, Shay, we're going to finish this. You want to say something, Shay, before we finish talking? Because I want to talk to her some more about her blog. I think that's amazing
doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Shay, their manager. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Listen, what you doing, all day long, what you doing, what I heard you just say, is amazing. Listen, that is something that we need. We have a lot of talk shows and blogs and this and that, and I think everybody's doing their thing. I'm not going to, you know, knock anyone. But what I would say is what you just said is different, Ms. Parker. A lot of people do not have the balls to come off that way and say, listen, you're going to give me a topic, I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to be brutally honest about it. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that, so we need that. I'm not calling that a damn question myself. You know, things that, I'm so serious. Like, things that I may be ashamed to talk about, you know, and I'm going to ask you, you know, and let you tell your, if you got a story about it, then you can tell your story or you can speak in it, you know, the best way that you can. So I think that that's great that you're doing that. And I want to be the first one to congratulate you here on the Sandy Wilson's Broadway Talk Show that I think that is dope. And I'm glad you're doing it. You understand?
You are
spreading your horizons, baby, you know? And so since I now know that you're back here in Charleston and you like acting, we got to talk. I'm going to talk to your manager. We got to talk since you like movies.
Okay.
We're going to work that out. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to work that out. Oh, my God, you blew my mind with that. You blew my mind. No, I'm serious. Like, I was shocked. I did not. Oh, my goodness, girl. Hey, I'm thinking you in New Jersey, and you ain't but a couple of hours.
No.
How about this? Start walking to us. Come on now. You done start all this mess over here. Get your feet walking over here in Charleston. Stop playing so much. Talking about you down here a couple of hours away from us. That is so wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Oh, my God. Everybody on here is like crazy happy. If they didn't already know, they don't. They know now. I know they all over the place. Your manager's talking about, what's that? What's the business? That's the business. I know y'all always say that. I love that part of when y'all be saying that. But I just want, you know what? It is. Thank you for this part. I thank you for that just now because you told it to me, and you could have picked anybody to tell that to. You could have even had your manager does a lot of, you know, her interviews as well. I love that 10 minutes of fame. She didn't have to come back with that. I didn't see that in a while. But you could have just simply, you know, said it on there, and you gave that story to me. So thank you. That's like a gift. Thank you so much. I told you she told y'all so damn well. I really, really appreciate that so much. Listen, we have the queen of the models back. You oh my God, your dressing, it just it does something to Miss Sandra because I love that kind of dressing, you know? And
it reminds me, honestly, if you go back in my day of myself so much in the way, the colors and the way I used to dress and stuff, and we were a little different on it, but it just reminded me of so much of what I loved and used to do. So you brought that, you know, home for me when you were here in Charleston and, you know, other places. And everybody, don't get me wrong, people's dope with their modeling, but you went into me. Yours is more high fashion. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody, but yours is just, you went into that, and you decided, you know what, I'm not going to dress this way, I'm not going to dress that way, which is fine, because some people just like, you know, and that's fine. But you decided, I'm going to wear it all my clothes, and I'm going to look fly, and I'm going to bring it home, just like, I'm going to wear it like this. And you worked at that. You made people want to dress like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
So, you
Thank
go,
you.
Girl.
Yeah, everyone has
you
their
go,
own,
girl.
Everyone has their own, type of fashion. Now, I don't know, for some reason, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to show a little bit more skin. I don't know what it is, but I'm starting to show a little bit more skin as I get older, because I'm starting to find certain things that flatter certain parts of my body. Like, I love my legs. I love my legs. And I love my shoulders. So, if I can put on something short, not too short, but for the most part, yeah, I'm starting to love to show skin a little bit more now.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, here goes for me. As long as you wear with grace and style and poise, it's okay. You know, I think it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Just keep, you know, as long as you don't lose track of what you. Of what it initially started that whole thing, but now you just want to kind of, you know, let it loose a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that, Ms. Parker. Go ahead and let it loose a little bit. Just make sure you stay in that elegant era of it, you know?
Yeah.
There you go, my lady. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You understand? So, I got to shout out my friend. She's on here from New York, Charlene. I did it three times, but I just wanted to thank her because she missed some of the, she was on some of the shows last night, but last week, I'm sorry, but she did come on this one again, and I want to thank her. I was getting ready to say Charlene is not but an hour from you, but you all the way down there now. You ain't up there now, boss. You ain't there now, boss. So, you'll be here Monday in Charleston, Monday?
I'll be in Charleston on Friday for the showcase.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll be in Charleston this Friday because of the showcase that Reese and, shout out to Soldier Reese, my bro, and South.
Yeah.
Shout out to my sister South. You know, they're doing their thing. I'm so happy for them. I'm so proud of them. But I'll be here. So, I'll be there at their showcase. Celebrate in CEO on Saturday. So I'll be in Charleston for the weekend.
Oh, that is amazing. And thank you for sharing that with me. Oh,
thank you.
You're going to trip up Charleston. I tell you what, Ms. Parker, you're going to trip up Charleston a little bit here this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I wish I was a fly on the wall.
I just
want to
say that my thing is, it's all about a squad that's separated is never divided. Mm-hmm. There's a big
that's
difference.
Right. It is.
Because we're separated from each other doesn't mean we're divided. And that's
exactly.
That's one of our new slogans. I'm going to use it as a slogan for us. But, yeah. So, yeah, now we squad up for real now.
I
see. We about to be hell in Charleston for real now.
Well, hell, y'all always was hell now, but it's about to get hella hell. How about that?
Yes, it is.
It's about to get hella hell. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to get uncomfortable for some people.
I love that word, uncomfortable. Ha! She didn't play with y'all. Be safe, people. I'm telling people to be safe. But let me tell you something. You don't even have to try hard because you so fly with it. You know,
Thank you so much.
Very well put together. Yes, so you don't even really got to try hard. You really don't. Just do what you always do, and keep it the way you always keep it. And I guarantee you, it's gonna go over way more better than what it ever did. You understand? So, Ms. Parker don't have to try hard. Ms. Parker has always been doing her thing.
No.
You know, I gotta tell you
it's
something.
It's not easy.
Yeah. you know, with you, and with a lot of people, I'm just saying, you know, I just love your the way that you behave. I love the way that you model stuff. I love your clothes. I love, you know, I loved it. I've always did. Always did. I can remember some of the outfits. I loved it, that one, like I was telling you, with Shay, when you were sitting down. You probably, you know, I sent that interview, and I did. And very elegant. You've always stayed, you know,
thank
that
you
way. And I think that's great. Yeah. So you continue to keep doing that. I got to tell you something. Before you got on here, it was a song that I chose to play. And sometimes, if I got a whole lot to choose from, you know, I can play mm-hmm. it. I can't keep playing, you know, the South music and the soldiers and everybody, because once Shay gives it to me, I have to take it off because she only gave it to me for that day. She didn't authorize for me to continue to play it. So what I did do was chose a song for you. And I was like, you know what? I got it. It's something that I want to play that I feel that lines up with her. And I played Aaliyah's More Than a Woman. And I played that for you at the very beginning. You weren't known at the time, but you came out, I think, in the mix of it. But I chose that song for you because that's just what, you know, that's the way that I picture you when you was here and picture you now. And I think you got better. You know
thank
what I'm
you
saying? And I yeah, because you got older, so you got smarter. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, you grew, so you know, yeah, you got smarter, so you definitely, you know. So listen, I don't want your manager to come blowing me up, and she did tell me what she wanted me to ask. We asked, so we got some good stuff out of it. So if anything that you want to, you know, talk to us about that I may not have asked, please, by all means, let's talk about it right now.
It's all I can say is just stay tuned in, you know, now that I'm not too far from certain things, there's a whole lot of projects that's being worked on. So just stay tuned in. Of course, you know, Starter B, we don't reveal our stuff until it's complete.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just stay tuned in because y'all thought Mataka was hell before. Mataka about to be hell for real now.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm about to do this industry dirty, yes.
Ooh. Oh, you're scaring me, girl.
I'm
almost twice your age. You play too much with
dirty.
Mataka.
Yes.
You play too much, Miss Parker, to scare me over here, and I don't get scared. You know my thug. I'm too old to be a thug the way that I am, but I don't play. I really don't, you know, I don't. But anyway, on some real stuff, I want you to give your media, you know, tell everybody where they can find you at, you know, all the great stuff and about Shane, all the good stuff, and then, you know, I also want you to take your time and shout out whoever you want. So let's start off with your media. Tell everybody where they can find the beautiful Miss Parker, please.
Okay, so of course, you know, you can find Arnisha Parker on Facebook. Also on my Instagram, it's Lady Belle, and that's B-E-L-L-E underscore T-H-E underscore model. That's one page, and then I have my modeling page, which is Miss Parker 2021 on that page. I also have a Twitter, and that's Miss Parker in the number 9. Am I missing anything? Snapchat, you can just type in Arnisha Parker and my face will pop up. But, yeah, y'all can find me anywhere. If y'all want me to be in a movie, want to book me just for an interview, a play, a runway photo shoot, if you want to book me for any of those, you guys will have to contact Shay Drayton. That's my manager. And her number is 843. Shay, I always mess up your number, child. Hold on. I always mess up her number. I do, except for when I'm typing it. So it's 843-813-4909, and that's 843-813-4909. If you guys want to book me, you guys can talk to Shay, and we'll go from there.
All right, now, all of y'all said that. Each and every last one of y'all said that. Now, I want you to do me a favor, but I got to do something, because here's the thing. On my show, y'all, I can see everybody's number, but it takes so long to see who's on. It just takes, because I'll be like rolling. I don't be feel like, once I get to a certain part, I stop rolling, okay? But I just happened to, I was like, you know, and hear Ms. Parker tell a great story, and I'm just a rolling. I got to shout somebody out because he came in here and supported you guys, okay? Every time y'all was on here, I just seen him on here. So, Colin, shout out to you. He came and he supported every time one of you guys were on here. So I'm going to shout colors out because he was on here and he came on and he supported you guys every time one of y'all was on.
Oh, shout
here,
out
so.
Colors. Shout out to Colors.
Yeah,
I've known Colors for a minute before, you know, I even got with Starter B. And it wasn't a business thing. Me and Colors kicked off as friends. Like, you know, Colors was cool when I was there. So shout out Colors. Thank you, Colors. Like, he supports. He supports.
He does.
So
he does. I got to give it up to him. He does it with a whole lot of people. He don't play no games. He supports everybody. Their mama, they turn the babies, roll, all kind of people. And, you know, so I got to shout him out for sure. You know, when it comes to him supporting people, he definitely does that each and every time for everybody. So I shout out Colors, and thank you for coming on. I appreciate
shout
you.
Shout out Colors.
I really do.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I want to give
you
a shout out to my Starter B family. Y'all know what it is.
Go ahead. Take your time. Go down.
They already know what's known does not have to be spoken. Right. They already know squad up. Whoever's my friends and family that's on this live, I mean on this interview, I really appreciate you guys. Any of my supporters that came on here, I really appreciate you guys. I do everything I do is because my supporters push me and they, you know, you can do it. I love this picture. You know, even some of them will come on my inbox and be like, well, have you tried doing this pose or doing that, you know, to make your next pictures better? So I like that. I like that. If you have any ideas, send it to me. I love it. But shout out to everyone that came on here to listen to Ms. Talk. I really appreciate you guys.
Aw, that's so nice. Thank you. You know, I got to tell you something. It's a whole, I don't know. God damn it, I don't know these people. I know some of the numbers from before, but it's actually some new numbers on here, so I don't know. And like I said, Ms. Parker, I just got to Colors. I didn't even know he was on here. I was just rolling. You know, because once you hit like 500, you can't see no more. That's the way my show is. You know what, y'all should pay? Yeah, I should pay a little bit more. I can be seeing more people on here. So it's not, people from out of town. Yeah. People from out of town. Oh, so to people be on here. So, you know, just thank y'all, everybody, anybody that was on here supporting Ms. Parker, supporting Starter B, you know, and the most, one of the most beautiful people that we've lost, Ms. Cassandra Drayton, which was just a disaster to me. Yeah, a lot of people do not know how I dealt with that, but, you know, I just going to just say rest in peace. I love her, and she did an amazing job with all you guys. She really has, there's a lot of your people on here. Listen, y'all, thank y'all so very much. And listen, this is not the end of it, because I've been going about companies, the labels, and it's just so beautiful. I'm having a great time with all of you guys. And so I got another label coming on next week. It's just beautiful, guys. I'm having a great time. And I'm going to continue to support you guys. And Ms. Parker, I can't wait to see all the great stuff you're going to do when you get here. I'm ready.
Thank you.
I'm going to see what's happening. Okay, so you bring it on, girl. You bring it on.
I will.
I want to shout out everybody, all the models, everybody that's doing the damn thing. You understand? I'm going to shout out everybody. I think everybody's doing an amazing job, but I'm waiting to see your shit, girl. Bring yourself and let me see what
Thank you.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. This is the beautiful Ms. Parker. I never interviewed her. This is my first time interviewing her, and this is such an enjoyment.
Yes.
I didn't know you were so much fun
because
you always look so serious all the time, you know? And I said,
I know.
So he told my, you're doing Ms. Parker. Come on now, Ms. Parker. You're too pretty for that. And I'm saying to myself, oh, Lord, I'm wild. You know, it's going to come out. This is me, Ms. Parker. I said, it's going to come out. I tried to hold myself, Ms. Parker, but I couldn't. And come to find out, you're just as hilarious as I am. How about that?
My family called me bougie. I mean, I am a little bougie, but, you know, that's what thought of be called bougie.
Ms. Parker, y'all a little bit now. I'm sorry, y'all. You was a little bit bougie, but you're in a good way. It's all right. Yeah, you're a little bougie now. Yeah. Ms. Parker, stop playing. Listen, you should bring stuff up because Ms. Sandra's saying now. Come on now. You're a little bougie, Ms. Parker. You got the bougie-ness. Oh, you meant me? Okay,
she's
meant me, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ms. Parker, you got the bougie-ness in you, baby. Oh, Lord. Ain't that wrong?
No, ain't nothing
wrong. Ain't wrong with that. Okay, so listen. I know you guys going to 787. I want to say Sunday coming, right? Colors got something going on. I think it's a label this weekend.
Yeah, so I know they have one at 787 on Sunday, but they also have a showcase on Friday.
Where's the one on Friday? Where's that one?
I think it's at 787. Let me look at the flyer.
Okay, so it's two on the at the same place? Because I only seen one. I would have shut out the second one, too. I just seen one. And that was the one that is Sunday, I want to say, with the label.
No, she put up one. It's 77 Barn Grill. That's the Who's Up Next showcase. That's on Saturday. I mean Friday.
Okay.
That's on the 12th.
Okay, it's two? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
you know, I'm going
to. They're two different things, though. One of them is the Who's Up Next showcase, and I don't remember the topic for the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, they call it a Rising Artist Showcase is what it is on Friday.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That was the 7th that passed. So the Who's Up Next showcase is what it is on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, all
okay,
you got to do is just look on Shay Page. Shay got every flyer, y'all.
Okay. And the funny thing
every
about
flyer.
That is that I need to go on Facebook more than what I do. This is what happens. I go on in the morning, guys, and I go on one more time, and then that's it. So I don't be seeing it. If I don't see your stuff early that morning and I don't post it, then it just doesn't get posted. But, you know, I just go maybe one or two times out the day, if that many. And that's why I don't catch a whole lot of stuff. You know, but I did go down and try to see Shay and them at the Buffalo Party, Buffalo something. Y'all know I say things all backwards, but I didn't
Buffalo.
See them in a long time. There you go. And I went down there and I seen them at Jay, South, Slim, Hezzy. It was just, I enjoyed myself so much. I really did. I hadn't seen them in a while, and they were shocked to see me, and they shot me out crazy. And my daughter was there. South got to see Renee. She hadn't seen her since she was a little girl. It was just crazy. So,
oh, yeah,
you know who did that.
To Juice Gang. Shout out to Juice Gang, too.
And Audrey.
Yeah, shout out to Juice
Gang.
Slim, we look at Lady Slim as a sister. Like, she part of, her and Hezzy, they like part of Starter B. So we don't.
Of course.
We don't look at them
I see,
separate,
yeah.
But, you know, shout
yeah,
out to Juice
every
Gang.
Time
yeah.
I see them, I see y'all. Every time I see y'all, I see them. So, you know, and when And when my queen passed away. Yeah, when my queen passed away, I seen her there as well everywhere, you know, so yeah. I was just so happy to see her one day, and that was a while back, but, you know, I got that. I was lost, but I drew. I found my way, and I got it. So
yeah.
I was just so
you
happy to be
way.
Around Shade. I did, yeah. You know, and I got in there, and I was just so happy to be, I didn't, you know, at the aftermath of everything, but I was just so happy to be there. But with that being said, listen.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you. And that was a big surprise here on the show. So thank you for giving me the exclusive.
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And I would love to work with you. I've never worked with you before, and I mean work with you as in one of my movies or something. Yeah, one of my, I would love. She'll tell you about it a little later. Okay. So with that being said, this is an amazing interview, and I want to thank you all again
for
coming on. Okay.
Thank
you,
Ms.
Beautiful
Ms.
Parker. You are so welcome, darling. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beautiful Ms. Parker. Okay. This is on the Sandra Wilson Blog Radio Celebrity Talk Show. You guys have a good night. I'm dedicating this record to her and all the beautiful women out here. More than a woman. You guys have a good night. This is Sandra, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, y'all.